computer. We can have that going. Hello, everybody. How are we all today? Alrighty, well, it's good to be on lockdown again. I really enjoy our Zoom meetings. They're so intimate when we get to have that special time where we can be one-on-one. Well, we're doing a series on the privilege and the power of praying in tongues. Jesus said to us that it was expedient that he go away so that he could send the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood, paying the price for us to be the righteousness of God in you, and sending your Holy Spirit to be our helper, our comforter, your very presence still with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And help us now to have a greater understanding of the mystery of what it means to be able to have the Holy Spirit help us pray in your precious name. Amen. So the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, suddenly a sound like a mighty rushing wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw tongues. Notice it says they saw tongues. It didn't say they saw flames of fire. It says they saw tongues as of flames of fire, which is a really interesting phrase, because we don't think of the early church seeing tongues. We think of the early church seeing flames of fire, but the Bible doesn't say that. It says they saw tongues as of flames of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the baptism of tongues. A lot of people say, well, I've been baptized in the Spirit, but I don't need to speak in tongues. No, you don't need to speak in tongues. But why would you not, when the Holy Spirit gave us that ability as a prayer language to pray out the mysteries of our life, pray out the mysteries of heaven? Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away so I can send you a helper. Jesus taught us how to pray, but then he said, but you really need the Holy Spirit to know how to pray effectively. I love the Lord's Prayer, and it's a good pattern for us to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's a wonderful prayer, but even after Jesus taught us how to pray, the book of Romans tells us that we don't know how to pray. Jesus taught us how to pray, but we still don't know how to pray. Romans 8 tells us that we do not know how to pray as we ought. And that's why God gave us the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. Jesus said, I'm going to give you a helper, someone called alongside to help you pray so that you can get answers to your prayers. If you're not getting answers to your prayers, maybe you're not praying the way Jesus encouraged us to pray with the help of the Holy Spirit. Because he prays perfect prayers through you when you pray in tongues. And God always answers his own prayers. Ah, oh, gotta love God. We just couldn't do it without him, you know. We just couldn't do it without him. God said, you need help down there. You all need help. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And even though you don't know how to pray through that situation, I know how to pray through that situation, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to pray through you with a very special prayer language that comes from heaven. Every significant move of God has always been associated with praying in tongues, with a move of the Spirit, baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm sure we've all heard of Azusa Street Revival, and a lot of people think, well, that's when, you know, Pentecost was restored to the church, and ever since then, we've all been speaking in tongues. But no, every major revival right through history, through the last 2,000 years, has always been accompanied with a move of the Spirit. I shared last week how I was raised a Methodist, and it shocked me when I was reading through Charles Wesley's journals to discover that he prayed in tongues. Charles Wesley, the originator of the Methodist Church, he prayed in tongues, fervently prayed in tongues, taught on praying in tongues. The Baptists love Billy Graham. I know even Baptist churches today, you know, there's a lot of them, you know, they believe in praying in tongues, but some Baptists don't believe in praying in tongues. They just believe in baptism in water. So it's a controversial subject in some areas of the church. You know, should we speak in tongues? Should we not speak in tongues? Is speaking in tongues for today? But I know Billy Graham spoke in tongues, and I know he spoke in tongues. I know he prayed in tongues a lot because I know a pastor who was in a prayer meeting with Billy Graham and heard Billy Graham pray in tongues. So you may not hear these men of God talk about it much because it's a private prayer language that we have. It's not something that we do in public very much. We don't want unbelievers to think that we're weird, because not even we understand what we're saying. It doesn't make sense to do it in a situation that's only going to cause controversy and misunderstanding. It's a private prayer language, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't engage in something as powerful as praying in tongues. We need to give it more emphasis. We need to give it the emphasis that Jesus gave it and that Paul gives it. He said, I pray in tongues more than any of you. When was the last time you prayed in tongues? It's a wonderful gift that God gave us. Let's not despise it. We despise it when we don't use it, when we don't make use of it. What if someone gave you a gift, a clock or something, and you just put it away in the back cupboard and only sort of looked at it every once in a while? Or maybe you just brought it out and put it on the shelf when they showed up just so that you could show them that you were actually making use of the gift that they gave you. You're too embarrassed, you know, Aunt Mary's coming. Gosh, we must get the clock out of the cupboard and put it on the shelf so she can see that, you know, we look at it every day. We really appreciate the gift that she gave us. Are we like that with the Holy Spirit? Do we only bring him out and pray in tongues when we're in a moment of desperation? Oh, yes, that's right. I can't think of any other way to pray, so I'll pray in the Holy Spirit now. Or is he someone who is called alongside to help us every day, through every situation, through every little emotional hurt, every pain, every query, every disappointment that we have? The Holy Spirit is there and he wants to pray through us. I remember I was at a pastor's conference. I remember Bill Johnson saying that he wakes up praying in tongues, not just in his head. He wakes up and his mouth is shama sokuke kishikara busokotka. He's praying in tongues when he wakes up. He might be praying in tongues when he's asleep. We don't know. But a man like that who has started such a wonderful move of the Spirit of God through the earth. We as a church have been so influenced by Bethel and by Bill Johnson. You know, just a passing comment that he made when he was sharing with pastors. I wake up in the morning speaking in tongues. You know, you don't hear him preaching about it very often. But these people who have impacted the earth, who God has used, have all valued greatly the gift that Jesus gave us on the day of Pentecost. So I would encourage you not to despise it. I would encourage you not to just shimmy, shimmy, shimmy on the way to work or while you're doing dishes, but to actually spend time engaging with God as you pray. I mean, the Bible says to pray without ceasing. How are you going to do that unless you're praying in tongues? I run out of things to pray about sometimes. But, you know, if I'm driving in the car, I'm doing the dishes, I'm just going about the house, I can just quietly, under my breath, be saying, I worship you, Jesus. I give you praise. Thank you for this day. And you can just be constantly in fellowship with the Father by praying in tongues. But I do believe there's times when we need to intensify the way we pray. The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit prays through us with groanings that cannot be uttered in everyday articulate speech. If we have a look at Romans chapter 8, it talks about the whole creation groaning, waiting for redemption. And in 8:23 in Romans, it says, we ourselves groan, waiting for complete redemption. Now, we are saved when we accept what Jesus did for us and we receive the Holy Spirit. We become a new creation. We are saved. But we are being saved. We are in a process of having our mind renewed, having a deeper walk with God, having a greater sense of wholeness in our personality. And one day we will be saved. Our body will be saved. We will have a new body. So we are saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. And in the meantime, it says that we groan within ourselves, waiting for our complete salvation. And then Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Well, when it says likewise, what does it mean? It's in the context of creation groaning and of us groaning for the fulfillment of our salvation. And it says likewise, the Spirit helps us. Well, that means the Spirit groans also. In fact, the Bible actually says that. It says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered, with groanings too deep for words. Weymouth translation says, but the Spirit himself pleads for us in yearnings that can find no words or that baffles words. So the Holy Spirit, he lives inside you and he understands what you're going through right now. He knows your situation better than you do. He knows the pain. He knows the suffering. He knows the questionings. He knows the disappointments. And sometimes when you just go, oh, God, you know, that's the Holy Spirit in you. He's groaning with you. He's praying with you. He understands. And the actual Greek word for glossalia, it doesn't even really mean a language necessarily. It just means a noise. It means a sound. The movement of the tongue creating a voice, a sound. It isn't even necessarily a language. And sometimes when the scripture says unknown tongues, the word unknown isn't in there. It just means tongues. It just means the expression of the tongue. And sometimes it can just be a groaning. So when we pray in tongues, yes, it may be language, but it may just be noises and utterance of the Holy Spirit giving voice to a groan, a prayer, a desire that you have, a sigh. It could just be a sigh. You know, God hears those sighs. Ah, when, God, when? That's a prayer that God hears. And the Holy Spirit is praying through you when you do that. The whole creation is groaning, waiting for the fulfillment of the promise, the manifestation of the power of the children of God. And the Holy Spirit is there to help you bring this to a reality in your life. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. It says that, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray. Now, it doesn't say the Holy Spirit does the praying for us. If the Holy Spirit was interceding for us without you, then nobody would be in a mess. Because if the Holy Spirit is praying, why all the time and interceding, then why are some Christians in a better place than other Christians? The Holy Spirit is no respecter of persons. The Bible says the Holy Spirit helps us. He doesn't pray for us without us praying. He is our helper. He helps us pray, which presumes that we are praying in tongues and he is praying through us. He is helping us as we pray. So it's a wonderful thing to have the prayer language of the Holy Spirit. I would like to read you something I got from Joseph Prince this week. It's wonderful. You know, we're doing a series on tongues, and Joseph Prince sends me an email. Let me read it to you. Joseph Prince, pray perfect prayers in the Spirit. Wouldn't you like to pray effective prayers that are always in line with the will of God and which always hit the mark? Well, when you pray in the Spirit, you can. You see, when we pray in English or our known language and according to our limited understanding, we can pray amiss. Sometimes our heads get in the way and we find ourselves asking, isn't it selfish of me to pray like this? Lost my place. Here I am. Or am I praying in line with God's will? My friend, that is why God gives us the gift of praying in tongues. When we pray in tongues or in the Holy Spirit, we can never pray out of God's will because the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In other words, we pray perfect prayers in line with God's will when we pray in tongues. And the Bible goes on to tell us that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that He hears us. We know that if He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. Isn't it wonderful that God has put in you the Holy Spirit who prays perfectly? He knows the heart of God and precisely what you need, and He makes intercession for you because He loves you very much. The Holy Spirit is like your lawyer or legal counselor. He knows what belongs to you legally. He knows what your blood-bought rights are in Christ. Best of all, He knows exactly how to enforce them in your life. Beloved, when you pray in tongues, you allow the Holy Spirit to pray perfect prayers through you. He pleads your case before God. He knows where you have gone wrong and what the root of the problem is. He also has the wisdom, solution, and power to win your case. With the Holy Spirit on your side, you cannot but come out victorious. And someone said, Hallelujah. I see that thumb, Jeremy and Karen. Thank you. I appreciate your constant information. Thank you, Nina. It's lovely to hear from you. You can give thumbs up or thumbs down. If you don't like what I'm saying, give me a thumbs down. I'll give me a thumbs up. I love the Holy Spirit. I'd be lost without the Holy Spirit. What if you had a prayer partner? Some of you have got prayer partners, right? You get on the phone, you pray with people. What if you had a prayer partner who was so knowledgeable of God that they always knew His will for you in every situation? So you get together and say, hey, John, you know, Mary, hey, pray with me about the situation. I just don't know what to do. But they knew how to pray because they had sought God and they knew God's will for you in that situation. So they're able to pray exactly according to the will of God. Always one step ahead of the devil because they could see his strategy against your life. They had tremendous discernment. They had the gift of the word of knowledge and discernment, and they could see where the devil was coming against you in that area, and they knew how to defeat the enemy in that area. They always prayed in faith. They never prayed in unbelief because they knew the mind of God so thoroughly. They knew exactly what God had called you to do in every minute detail, and they never had one prayer fail. How many of you would like a prayer partner like that? Well, you've got one. It's called the Holy Spirit. He knows the mind of God. He's always full of faith. His prayers never fail, and He's your prayer partner. If you'll pray in tongues, you'll find you'll get answers to prayer, maybe that you haven't been able to get just by praying with your own natural understanding. See, the Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but that which is revealed belongs to us. And I've always thought, oh, well, if I understand something, that means it belongs to me. If I don't understand it, it's one of those secret things that belongs to God and it doesn't belong to me. And so that's the way it'll be until I get to heaven, when I will know, even as I am also known. But you know, those secret things don't have to remain a secret. Revelation brings possession, and it's not yours until it's revealed. But it can be revealed by the Spirit of God. See, the Bible says, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But, don't you love the buts in the Bible? Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But, they are revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. They're not supposed to remain a mystery. And that's why God gave us tongues. Because the Bible says that when we pray in tongues, we are praying out the mysteries of our life. That's in 1 Corinthians 14:2. It says, he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. That word mysteries means divine secrets. Are you confused about where you are in life right now? Are you struggling to understand what the purpose of God is for you? Are you trying to figure out why you haven't been healed? Are you trying to figure out why those kids are still going astray? Is there some things you don't understand? Are there mysteries? What about the call of God on your life? How well are you doing walking out the call? Do you know the Holy Spirit was given to us to help pray out the mystery of life? I don't know about you, but there are a lot of things I don't understand. I've had a lot of pain in my life. I don't know why. Sometimes I get incredibly frustrated, if I'm honest. Relationships are frustrating. I love my wife, but I tell you what, sometimes I do not understand the way she thinks, the way she says things, the way she says things. I see a thumbs up there from David, or was that from Julie? You know, we are incredibly complex creatures. Beautiful people destroying each other because they don't understand the mystery of the human personality and the way God has made us. And how he wants us to flow together, joint heirs together of the grace of life. So many things we don't understand. Decisions that I've made that I now regret. Why do I do some things that I don't want to do? Paul said that. He says, the things I don't want to do, I do. And the things that I want to do, I don't do. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Life is a mystery. It's beautiful. And sometimes mysteries are beautiful. But sometimes I wish I had more understanding of some things that I don't understand. How am I going to sort this mess out? How am I going to get my life back on track? And man, I need some wisdom to make this decision, because this decision, the outcome of it, is going to affect every area of my life. I've got to get this one right. How can I know? Some of you have dug yourselves into a hole so deep, there is no way out except by the power of God and praying in tongues. Our God specializes in things thought impossible. And if you'll do your part and pray out the mystery of that situation by praying in tongues, you'll see God come through on your behalf powerfully, in a way that you could only imagine. Because eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared. He's gone before us, he's gone ahead of us, and he's prepared an answer. And it is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a revelatory gift. Speaking in tongues is a revelatory gift. When you pray in tongues, you're praying out the mystery of the situation that you're in that you cannot understand. You're praying out the mystery. That's what you're doing. It's a revelatory gift. No wonder Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament when he said, I pray in tongues more than you all. He had such a revelation. In fact, his revelation was so powerful, he said, it's not permitted for me to speak the things I know. He got such a revelation. He was caught up into the third heaven. He got such a revelation of what was going on up there. God said, well, look, you've prayed in tongues so much, I've got to give you the answer to the mystery that you're praying. But you're not allowed to tell anybody else down there, okay? How would you like that? How would you like to be caught up into the third heaven and see things that were not permissible to speak? Wow. Man, some of us are just trying to get our brain around some of the most basic verses in the Bible, let alone things that are revealed in the third heaven. I tell you what, praying in the Holy Ghost will take you into such a place of revelation. You won't be wandering around like some dummy, not knowing what's going on the earth. You'll be one step ahead of the devil, and you'll have an understanding as to why things are taking place in your life. You'll have understand. Jesus said, it's expedient for me that I go away. So this is the best thing I can do for you right now, is leave you. Why? Because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And he will be your helper. He'll be one called alongside you to help you pray out the mystery of your life and everything that you're going through. My goodness. My goodness. Oh. No wonder the Bible says when we pray in tongues, all things work together for good. It's 11:11 on my clock. It must be almost time for me to wrap up, Pamela. I have preached the perfect length of time. Let me close by just sharing this with you. The Bible talks about the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You know, your heart is the soil that the Word of God is sown into, and you get to decide what kind of soil you are. You get to decide whether you produce 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold from the seed of the Word of God that's sown into your heart. You can live a carnal Christian life and only accomplish 30-fold returns of the call of God. Or you can pray in the Holy Ghost and ask God to reveal the mystery of what the word is that he's sown in your life and produce 60-fold. Or you can pray in tongues even more to have the revelation of what that word is in your life and have 100-fold return. Praying in the Holy Spirit can enforce the will of God for your life, laying it out ahead of you. The Holy Ghost can remove every obstacle, every mountain that stands in the way of you accomplishing your divine purpose in the earth. Is anything too hard for God? The Holy Spirit is the one who takes hold of everything that is contrary to God's will for your life and uses his power to replace it with God's perfect plan. This is why Romans 8 finishes with such a note of victory. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come shall be able to separate me from the love of God and the victory I have in his name, because he loves me. We fight from victory, not for victory. And we do that when we pray in the power of the Holy Ghost by praying in tongues. You know, when we get to heaven, God's going to say, huh, sorry guys, no excuses up here. I gave you the Holy Spirit. Don't try and tell me why you couldn't do this or couldn't do that. Or why you're only 30-fold. Or you never fulfilled the reason for which I put you on the earth. Sorry, no excuses up here. You can have excuses down there, make you feel better. But up here, there are no excuses. I sent the Holy Spirit to help you. And if that's not enough, nothing is enough. I don't want to go to heaven and hear God say, so you didn't get the job done. Well, what happened? I sent the Holy Spirit to help you. Didn't he help you? And say, I didn't really take it seriously, God. You know, I thought when you said to pray in tongues, it was just something that was like optional. You know, like you needing help is optional. God, in all the help I can get, I don't know about you. Father, we want to thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. We so love him. We're so appreciative of the fact that he came to be with us, to be in us, that he wants to pray through us. Help us perfect the work which you have begun. Lord, help us to honor the Holy Spirit in our life by taking seriously the unction, not to forbid the praying in tongues, and to give ourselves to this more and more as we recognize the need to cooperate with you in praying out the mystery of our life through the perfect gift of the Holy Spirit. Everyone said amen. I've got just one or two words of knowledge here. Lucy, are you with us today? Where are you, Lucy? There you go. Lucy, I just felt for you. I just see you have the heart of a servant. You are such a servant, you know, in the way you go about doing what you do in your job, at, you know, your natural vocation. It's a servant's position. And I just feel like you've given your whole life to this. And I just hear your heart's cry, how can I change my life? Even if you wanted a different job, you know, how can I find something which is more personally rewarding for me? How can I find more fulfillment in what I do? And I just felt the Holy Spirit say, you know, Lucy, you can pray out that mystery by praying in tongues. You can pray out that mystery of how can I find more fulfillment in what I do in my work situation. I just feel the Holy Spirit wants to give that to you. So I'd encourage you to pray in tongues, even while you're working, even while you're in other people's homes and doing what you do. Just pray in tongues. Holy Spirit, give me revelation. Is there a business I can start? Is there something I can do which will bring me a little more income on the side? You know, and then one day I'll be able to quit my day job and do what's in my heart. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not presupposing to say what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. All I know is that I felt the Holy Spirit say, Lucy, pray out the mystery. Pray it out in tongues. Is there anyone here, just put a thumb up, if you know a Roger? There's no Roger here on this in the meeting today, is there? Does anyone know a Roger?
Julie.
Where are you, Julie?
Down the bottom.
You know a Roger. Okay, well, I got that he's involved in some financial dealings at the moment, and he really needs the wisdom of God to know what to do. I don't know if you get an opportunity to share that with him. If it's relevant, may or may not be. Use wisdom. And the third thing I got was I saw a whole lot of dogs barking. There are some of us are being frustrated by our situation, maybe some criticism that we're hearing, and you're being distracted from the Father's business. Let the little dogs bark. Let people criticize. Let people try and stop you. Just ignore them. Just be about your Father's business. Don't be distracted by the voice of the devil or by opposition to what you know God has called you to do. Just get on with it. You must be about your Father's business. Donnie, I'll hand back to you now.
Should I stop the record?
Yes.